Escalating tensions even further. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. As Moscow continues its push into Ukraine for another night, Russian President Putin announced today he's putting his country's nuclear forces on increased alert. Fox's Jennifer Griffin is at the Pentagon.
Intelligence analysts think that Putin is attempting to escalate to de-escalate by threatening to put his nuclear forces on high alert. A senior U.S. defense official tells me this could make things much more dangerous. They have no reason to doubt what he says he plans to do. The president of Belarus, Putin's vassal, said the new sanctions from the U.S. and the EU is pushing Russia to a third world war.
There have been widespread protests in Russia against the invasion of Ukraine. Ukrainian President Zelensky has agreed to meet a Russian delegation at the border with Belarus.
Ambassador Oksana Markarova did not say whether it would take an agreement during talks at the Belarusian border to not join NATO to stop Russia's advance. On ABC's This Week, she said Ukrainians are united toward a goal.
We want to be independent. We want to be sovereign. We want to restore our territorial integrity. And we just want Russians to get out from our country and not kill us.
Russian President Putin has even demanded Ukrainian forces overthrow their own government, referring to Ukraine politicians as neo-Nazis in a speech last week.
Fox's Grinnell Scott, the European Union and Canada are closing their airspace to Russian airlines. New York City Mayor Eric Adams has announced that a large drop in coronavirus infections could lead to the lifting of vaccine mandates on restaurants, bars, and theaters as soon as March 7th. His announcement came after Governor Kathy Hochul announced plans to lift the state's mask mandate on schools effective Wednesday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.
Congress returns to Washington this week, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine will be a top priority.
Lawmakers were unable to craft a sanctions package against Russia before the invasion of Ukraine. That could change this week with war breaking out.
We want to be doing everything we can to say that President Biden has a green light to push back on Putin in whatever way, shape, or form he needs to, short of using military force.
Michigan Republican Peter Meyer says Congress passing sanctions would send a symbolic measure about Western government's resolve. Congress could also consider supplemental spending to increase assistance to Ukraine. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Pope Francis has been kept from an early Lenten engagement by an injury.
Pope Francis has cancelled a visit to the Italian city of Florence today, and the Vatican says he's also skipping Ash Wednesday services coming up this week. The 85-year-old is said to be struggling with an acute flare-up of knee pain. He's described recently having an inflamed ligament in his right knee. The Pope has long had pain in his legs from the nerve condition sciatica. The Vatican says Francis' doctor has ordered a period of rest. In London, Simon Owen, Fox News.
Free COVID-19 tests are still in abundance.
Remember those 500 million free COVID-19 tests made available to the public by the Biden administration? Well, nearly half of them haven't been claimed. With the Omicron variant of the virus now fading away, it seems the public is not so eager to test themselves or their families. Officials say they're getting fewer than 100,000 orders per day for the rapid tests. Nevertheless, Dr. Tom Inglesby, the testing advisor to the COVID-19 response team, says they know the market is volatile, but they totally intend to sustain it. Some experts think that with mask requirements now easing, the need for testing will only grow once more. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.